Okay, today is Daf Ches, but we're still on Daf Zayin number B's. We are about 15 lines up from the bottom, where the Mishnah says Ein Bein. Forgot to mention yesterday that we had said Ein Bein Adar Rishon LaAdar Sheni El Mikra Megillah Atanas Lavyonim. Once we said that, now the Mishnah went to a whole. Now the Mishnah is to have a whole host of Ein Bein, famous Ein Bein Gemaras. As we all know, the Mishnayos were oral, and when you got onto a catchphrase, it was very easy to make memory, and therefore you have a lot of Mishnayos with the same phrase Ein Bein. Daf Ches has nothing to do with Maseches Megillah. It has nothing to do with Purim. It's all different, various topics of Ein Bein. We started with Shabbos and Yontif, and now we go to the next one is Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Just it was one note on yesterday Shabbos and Yontif. It says Ein Bein Yontif for Shabbos El Ochel Nefesh Bovad. So what's Bovad? So this is like sort of a Melitza. The Rambam paskins that on Yontif, if you don't open your home to Aniyim and you don't have Chaverim and you don't have Hachnasas Orachim, then he calls it a Yontif of Kresa. It's just a Yontif of your belly, just eating, just indulging, without having anything more than that. There's no such Inyan on Shabbos. There's no such Halacha on Shabbos to have company. So he reads like this: Ein Bein Yontif l'Shabbos Ela Ochel Nefesh Bovad. On Shabbos, you eat alone. But on Yontif, that's not the way you should act. Okay, next. Ein Bein Shabbos Yom HaKippurim. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Ela Shezeh Zedono Bidei Adam. If you violate Shabbos B'mezid, you are put to death with Bidei Adam, by a human court, with Skila. V'zeh Zedono B'Kares. However, on Yom Kippur, if you violate Yom Kippur, there is no punishment Bidei Adam, it's only Bidei Shemayim. Of course, there are many other differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat, and you're not allowed to wash, all those inuyim. We're not discussing that. We're only discussing the Ein Bein is only limited to the Onesh. Now, so the Gemara says, Ha l'inyan tashlumin. However, regarding having to pay somebody, ze v'ze shavin. They're both the same. We know there's a principle of kam le mederav mine. So, which means that if you're chayav for misa and mamon, you are pater on the mamon. So if somebody burns down someone's house on Shabbos, he is chayav for burning, which is an isra skila. He's also chayav, incidentally, for damaging the guy's property. However, since you got to get skila for burning down, for kindling on Shabbos, you do not have to pay the guy. What about kares? What about if you did that on Yom Kippur? So that's a machlokas. It's a machlokas. If kares, if the punishment bidei shemayim also potters you from having to pay the guy. That's a machlokas. He must hold. This Mishnah must hold like the Man D'Amar who says Yom Kippur is the same as Shabbos. Kares is the same as Skila. Why? That's not in the Ein Bein. There's only one difference. Right? Mani Masdis, and who's the author of our Mishnah? Rab Nechunya ben Hakana. He must be Rab Nechunya ben Hakana. The Tanya, Rab Nechunya ben Hakana, Hoya Oses Yom HaKippurim, Kishabbos Letashlumin. He used to equate Yom Kippur to Shabbos regarding Tashlumin. What does it mean, Tashlumin? If you owe somebody money at the same moment that you chayev the skila or the kares, you are putter on the money. Ma Shabbos mischayev benafsho. Just like on Shabbos, if you're chayev to get to misa upotter mina tashlumin, you're putter on tashlumin. Af so too Yom Kippur mischayev benafsho putter mina tashlumin. If you're chayev to pay, if you're chayev for onesh, you're putter on the money. Your putter. Fine. Now, Tanan Hasam, we learned, Kol Chayve Krisos Shalaku, anytime there's an issue of Kares, anytime somebody is Chayve Kares, they get Malchus instead, Niftar Midei Krisasan. They are putter from Kares. They are putter from Kares. Rashi explains, if somebody is supposed to get Kares, and you warn them that if they do this Aveira, they're going to get Malchus, and you give them Malchus, they are potter on Kares. Because Malchus is enough to potter the Kares. As a matter of fact, in the 1500s, when they wanted to reinstitute Smicha, They wanted to reinstitute this smicha going back to Moshe Rabbeinu. The chain had been broken, but they were trying to reinstitute it. The reason they wanted to Rav Yaakov Beirav and all these people in Tzfat, the reason, Rav Cairo, the reason they wanted to institute it was for this reason. This is the reason. Because they wanted to be able to save people from Kares. That was the only reason. They wanted to save people from Kares. How do you save them? You give them Malkus. If you give them Malkus, then Kares is over. Okay, so your back will hurt a little bit, but you won't get Kares. It's much, much worse. The whole reason they wanted to do it was to save Klal Yisrael. They couldn't do it because you can't do it without an unbroken chain. And the chain has been broken already, so it can't happen. But they were trying to find ways. So anyway, if you get Malkus, you're putter on Kares. Shenemar, like it says in the pasuk, v'nikla achicha le'enecha, that your brother will get Malkus in your eyes, right? He gets Malkus. Kivon shalaka, once he gets Malkus, harehu ka'achicha, he's like your brother. In other words, once after he gets Malkus, he is now your brother. He's now your equal. So Turi Evan asks, what does this pasuk have to do with Kares? What does this pasuk have to do with Kares? We're trying to find the source that if you're supposed to get Kares and you get Malkus, you're good. Your onesh has been satisfied and your Kares is off the no more Kares. How does this pasuk prove that? This pasuk says that when you get Malkus, you get a kapara. So the Turi Evan says, if we're talking about ordinary Malkus, what's the chiddush? What's the chiddush? You're supposed to get Malkus. You did an avera that you're supposed to get Malkus. You got the, of course you get a kapara. What's the chiddush? Of course now you're a chicha. You got the punishment. It's over. No chiddush in that. It must be, this pasuk must be talking about where you didn't really get the onus you're supposed to get. You got Malkus, but that doesn't finish the job. You're supposed to get Kares too. That's what's supposed to happen. You're supposed to get Kares. You're supposed to get Kares and you get Malkus. You're called a chicha. That's the raya. This pasuk is the raya that if you're supposed to get Kares and you get Malkus instead, you're safe. You're done. Your kapara is complete. Okay? So, Divi Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. That's the opinion of Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel. Amar Rabbi Yochanan, Chalukin olav chaver al Chananya ben Gamliel. Nah, nobody holds like that. Nobody agrees to that. Amar Rava, Amri Bei Rav, they said in the yeshiva of Rav, Tanina, we learned this already, Ein bein Yom HaKippur mul Shabbos. There's no difference between Shabbos and Yom Kippur. Ela shezeh zedona bidei Adam, v'zeh bidona bidei Kares. On Shabbos you get bidei Adam, skila, and on Yom Kippur you get Kares. V'im Isa, but wait a minute. If you can get Malkus on Yom Kippur, for violating the Yom Kippur, and that'll potter you from Kares, idi bidei Adam hu. And they're both bidei Adam. They both be the Adam. On Shabbos you get Skila, and on Yom Kippur you can get Kares. So they both be the Adam. So the Mishnah would be wrong. The Mishnah doesn't say that. Right? So the Mishnah doesn't say that. So therefore, Rabbi Chananya ben Gamliel can't be right. So the Gemara says, no, not necessarily true. Ha Amr of Nachman, Ha Mani. Who's the author of our Mishnah? The author of our Mishnah is Rabbi Yitzchak. It's Rabbi Yitzchak. The Amr who said, Malkus bechayve krisas leka. There's no such thing. There is no patur that if you're supposed to get Malkus, if you're supposed to get Kares, and you get Malkus, you're safe. There's no such dispensation like that. There's no such rule. The Tanya, because we learned in a Braisa, Rabbi Yitzchak Omer, chayve krisas beklal hayu. There's a general rule, Rashi says, by the Arayas, that there's one catch-all, that if you do all these, any of these avarice, you're going to get kares. It's a general rule. The lama yatzos, kares bachoso, but then the Torah singles out kares by your sister. If you have relations with your sister, you're going to get kares. So, luduna b'kares v'lo b'malkus. So obviously, why did the Torah go out of its way to mention sister separately? It must be that there's no avenue for malkus. It's like kares bedafka and not malkus. Rashi says, Kol chai v'krisas, he says, Shal arayis ha'yu b'chlal. V'nichrusu anefashot ha'asos, right, shekosta b'parashot arayis. That is what Rashi says. Tosfos asks, wait a minute. What the Gemara should say is, Achoso was in the klal, and Achoso was taken out. Why was Achoso taken out? to tell you that Achos is special. Just like Achos, so there's no issue Indian for Malkus, so too there's no Indian for Malkus for any of the other ones as well. Any other time you're supposed to get Kares, there's no availability of Malkus. The way Rashi learned, Tosfos doesn't answer it. The way Rashi learns, it's a very difficult Gemara here. Arayis was in the Klal? Arayis was in the Klal. Achoso was one of the Arayis, and it was mentioned separately to teach you that there is no Malkus. Why is Rashi saying Arayis is in the Klal? It's very difficult. Anyway, Mabitlik Omer, Chayvi Malkus Beklal Hoyu, Chayvi Malkus was in the Klal, Chayvi Krizis Beklal Hoyu, which Rashi learns as being all the Arayis, which is very difficult. Tosfos learns as just the sister, Velama Yatzis, and then why was sister excluded? Lama Yotzes Kares Bachoso, Ladona be Kares Velaba Malkus. Rashi Amar, Rashi says, no, Afilu Tema Rabbanon. You can even say that our Mishnah goes like the majority opinion that Malkus can save you from Kares. Then what's the Ein Bein? What does it mean? There's no difference between Kares and between Yom Kippur and Shabbos. The answer is what we were all thinking. The Iker Zedona Bidei Adam. Because on Shabbos, the Iker punishment is Bidei Adam. The Iker punishment for Shabbos is Skila. Vizeh Iker Zedona B'Kares. On Yom Kippur, the Iker punishment is Kares. Yes, if an unusual case happens where you're warned that if you do this, you're going to get you'll get Malkus. That's not the normal case. That's not the normal punishment. The normal punishment for Yom Kippur is Kares. Yeah, you can find me a situation where you're going to get Malkus. That doesn't change the normal rule. The normal rule is that Yom Kippur is Kares and Shabbos is Skila, and that's the Ein Bein. There's no difference between the two of them regarding punishments except for this. Okay. Next. Next. Ein Bein Hamudar Hana Mechavero Lemudar Mimenu Meichel. There's no difference. Somebody makes a neder. I'm not having enough from Reuven. If you make a neder that you're not having enough from Reuven, you can have absolutely no Hana from Reuven. You can't benefit from him, you can't go to his house, you can't eat by him, you can't have anything to do with him. There's another type of neder, where you could say, I am menuder from only the food of Reuven. Right? That's called mudrimen and meichel. I'm not having hana from anything of Reuven's food. So, if someone says that, so you have two types of mudr hana. It can be mudr o hana, or mudr just food. I abstain from anything that has to do with this guy, or I abstain from anything that has to do with this guy only regarding food. What's the difference? Two differences. Ella what? Drisas haregel. If I only asked myself to have enough from food, I can go on his property. I can walk on his property. Aww. Or the kalim she'en asuyin behem ochel nefesh. Kalim which no food is ever made in them. Rashi explains, you can't, let's say I say, I'm not going to have enough from Reuven's food. Nothing to do with Reuven's food. Can I borrow his car? The answer is no. Rashi explains, because you can take the car and sell it and buy food. So you're really ossering yourself from everything from Reuven, because you can always take those items and buy them and sell them and use them for food. However, Rashi explains that kalim that are not used for food, we're talking about here where they're loaned, not rented, because if they're rented, it's the same thing as money, which is also usser. If they're loaned, they're never used for food. You can't sell them because they're not yours. And therefore, those kalim you could borrow. Those kalim you could use. Or, walking on his property. That's not, you can't sell that. That's nothing to do with food. And therefore, that's also mutter. But if I say I'm not having anything to do with Reuven at all, I can't even walk on his property. Rashi says, what does it mean to walk on his property? He says, Hamudur Hana, Asir Likonis Labeso. Hamudur Hana, you can't even walk into the guy's house. Right, because I can't have enough from his house. The hamudur meichel mutter, but mudur meichel, if I'm only usher from food, I can walk into his house because there's no food there. Tosfos asked, what do you mean? You can't walk into somebody's house. It's not only by shutfim you could do that. And so Tosfos says it can't be biased. It can't be talking about a house. You can't walk into someone else's house. So Tosfos says it must be talking about he owns land, like in some valley. Nobody cares about there. You can go. Nobody cares about that land. But you can't walk into someone's private property, a garden or an orchard. You can't just walk in. Nobody allows that. I think Gemara will say, "Ha le'inyan kalim sha'asuin behen ochel nefesh." But if there are kalim which you can use for food, right? Normal pots and pans, zevezeh shavin. Everyone, they're both the same. Meaning, you can't have enough from them. Why? Because even if you only ask yourself from food, but that kalim can be used for food, and therefore it's aser. Trisas haregel, but it's mutter for, if you only asser yourself from food, you can walk in his property. Ha lo kap the inchi, because people don't care about that. People don't mind. Right? People are not makbid. So who's not makbid if somebody walks in your house? Everybody's makbid about that. That's what Tosa says. They must be talking about some far off place. Amar Rava, Hamani, Rabbi Eliezer. This Mishnah is like Rabbi Eliezer, the Amar who says, Vitur Aser B'mudur Hana. That Vitur, the extra, is even Aser for Mudur Hana. What that means is, Rashi explains, that when you used to come into the merchant to buy, let's say, fruits or vegetables, he would always throw in an extra one. Like, you know, you buy a bag of apples, he'll give you an extra apple. Buy a bag of peanuts, he gives you an extra couple of peanuts. So, and he doesn't charge you for that. That's just a gratuity. Thank you for patronizing my store. So I give him some extra. So, but if you can't have any enough from this guy, you can't even give him that. Because it's hana. Right? It's hana. You're giving him hana, you're giving him some extras. So that's what he means. Vitur usr b'mudur hana. Such extras are usr by b'mudur hana. However, so drisas haregel could be the same thing. Right, it's like a tova that I'm letting you come into my property. So if you are usher to have anything to do with Reuven, you can't even go into his property. It's considered an extra that people would be makbid about. Next, ain bein nedarim and nedavos. There's no difference between nedarim and nedavos. Ella shah nedarim chayiv ba'achriyusan. A nedava is chayiv. You have responsibility for it. The hanedavos in a chayav b'achriyasim, and in the nedava there is no chiyuv for achrayas. What does that mean? A neder is where you say, I am going to bring a carbon. Me, I will bring a carbon. So you go into your barn and you want to satisfy your pledge that you said you're going to bring a carbon. So I'm going to bring that animal. And then a week later you go down to go to take it to Yerushalayim, and lo and behold, the animal died. So you know what? You're chayav b'achrayas. You still owe an animal. Because you said the neder's on you. However, a nedava means you say, I'm giving that animal over there. So if anything happens to that animal, you're putter. If nothing happens to that animal, you're chayav. So the Gemara says, ha l'inyan bal ta'acher, but regarding the avira of bal ta'acher, which means you're not allowed to delay your promises. We had it in Rosh Hashanah. Zev and Zeshavin, they're both the same, even though Baal Ta'ach is only mentioned by one of them. Even though it's only mentioned by one of them, they have a Zer Shava, it applies to both. Tanan Hasam, we learned over there, where, in Mesechus Kinim, right? Ezehu Neder, what's a Neder? Ha'omer Olai, Ola. I'm going to bring an Ola. It's on me, it's incumbent on me. Ezehu nihi nedava. What's a nedava? Haomer hare zu ola. That's an ola. That animal will be an ola. If anything happens to the animal, you're potter. Ma be nedarim le nedavos. What's the difference? Nedarim meitzu o nignevu. If you make a neder, and then the animal died, or got stolen, or avdu, or got lost, chayev b'achriyasan. You chayev to bring another one. Nedavos, but if it's just a nedava, mesu o nignavu o avdu, eino chayev achriyasan, you're not chayev. Menahani mili, how do you know? The Tana Rabbanan, because we learned in a brisa. The nir tzalo, this is the fourth pasuk in Sefer Vayikra, I believe, yes. It says that when you bring a carbon, v'nir tzalo, it's going to be maratzeh, meaning it's going to be effective. It's going to be effective. L'chaper olav. To be mechaper on you, Rabbi Shimon Omer. Rabbi Shimon says, "Es she'alav chayav b'achriyaso." It means on the carbon that you said you're going to bring, and you're going to be chayav, even if something happens to it. Such a carbon is going to be on you. The es she'eno olav, but if it's not olav, meaning you didn't make that promise that it's on you, so therefore it's on the animal, then ain't a chayav b'achriyaso. You're not chayav if anything happens to it. So, my mashma, how did you get that limit out of that word? Right? So, Amar Rav Yitzchak Bar Avdimi, Kivin the Amar Olai, once you said Olai, meaning Olav, Kiman de Ta'un Akaspe Damu. It's like it's already on your shoulder. Once it's on your shoulder, it's a burden. Once it's a burden, you're chayav even if anything happens to it. Tosfos points out that the Tosfos Ein Bein Neder Linadava, he says, Kasha, Amai Lo Tani, why don't we say, Shenadava Ba'a Min HaMaiser? A nedava you could bring for Maaser Sheni money. I want to bring a korban to Hashem because I love Hashem. So I can bring that with my Tashani money. But a neder, I can't. So that's another difference. Right? So Tosfos gives two answers. He says, Enechanami, you could do that. Enechanami, you could do that. That's the difference between neder and a dava. A dava you can use with my Tashani money, and a neder you can't. Enechanami. But we're talking about here, you were already mafresh it. You already mafresh the animal. Now we say, how will you mafresh it? Will you mafresh it a lie, or will you mafresh the animal? That's Tosfos' first answer. Tosfos' second answer is, Tana v'shayer. Enechanami, the Mishnah mentions one difference, but Enechanami, there are more differences. So first of all, that's a big discussion. Can you have Tana v'shayer by Ein Bein? Ein Bein, there's no difference except for one difference. And then Tosfos says, oh, we left out things. The Mishnah left, there's more things in there. So then what's the whole Ein Bein? Even though we've said already by Shabbos and by Yom Kippur, a lot of differences between Shabbos and Yom Kippur besides the punishment. But within the world of punishment, there are no. That's the only difference, right? Yom Kippur you're not allowed to eat, on Shabbos you're allowed to eat. Even Shabbos and Yom Tov have big differences. We said only Ochel Nefesh is the only difference. Yes, within the world of food, that's the only difference. Of course there's differences between Shabbos and Yom Tov, a lot. But regarding in the world of food. But here, nobody limits it to that. So no difference in neder and a dove, except for one's on you and one's not on you. So what about Maaser Sheni? So Tosfos says Tana v'shayer. So by the way, so he doesn't say, well, what else could the differences be? So there's a few. Turi Evan says, let's say Yerusha. Yerusha. Let's say father says, I'm going to bring that animal. Then the father dies. Do the Yerushan have to bring that animal? The answer is yes. What if the father says, I'm going to bring an animal one day. I'm going to bring an animal. I owe a ned there. On Pesach, when I'm there, I'll bring it. And then he dies. Do the Yerushan have to bring it? No. They're not responsible for their father's promises. Because it was only on him. So there are other differences. So just interesting discussion. If the Ein Bein, can you have extra things, left more things that are not mentioned in the Mishnayos? Okay. Next. Here we go. Ein Bein Zav Haroa Shtei Re'iyos L'Zav Haroa Shalosh Ela Karban. Such a thing as a Zav. Such a thing as a Zav also. That's by women. The rules are different. A Zav means if a person has some kind of emission. And if he has one emission on one day, he becomes the same thing as a Balkeri. He is Tame for one day. If he has two Re'iyos, either two on one day or two on two consecutive days, he becomes Tame for 7 days. After the 7 days, he has to go to the mikvah and then he becomes Tar. If he has three Re'iyos, either on three consecutive days or three in one day or two in one or one in two, you become Tameh for 7 days, and you also have to bring a carbon. There's no difference between a Zav of two Re'iyos and a Zav of three Re'iyos, except for the carbon. That's what the Mishnah says. Ein Bein Zav HaRosh, Shtei Re'iyos, if a Zav sees twice, Leroa Shalosh, El a carbon. The only difference is a carbon. If you see three, you have to bring a carbon. If you see two, you don't have to bring a carbon. Gemara says, Hala'inyin Mishkav Umoshav, regarding the Tumah of Mishkav Umoshav, what's that? That's a special Tumah by Azav. If Azav is an Avat Tumah, by the way. So if Azav touches something, what he touches, he makes into a Rishon. However, there's a unique din by Zav, which is as follows. If Azav lies or sits, Mishkav Umoshav, if he lies on something or sits on something, even if he doesn't touch it, he makes that thing into an Avat Tumah also. Even if For example, the classic thing, you're on 10 mattresses. The Zav is lying on top of 10 mattresses. He's not touching any of them. He's lying on it. All 10 mattresses become Tameh as an Av HaTumah. It's called Tumas Mishkav Umoshav. That's a very unusual halacha, because we always think, if you touch it, it goes down a notch. Here, not only does it go down a notch, you don't even have to touch it, you just have to sit on it or lie on it. Remember, we had the whole discussion, if you lie or sit on something that you don't normally lie or sit on. So then what happens? But we don't have to go into that because that doesn't come up today. So if you're lying on something or sitting on something, it becomes an Av HaTumah, Tumas Mishkav Umoshav. How's the Mishkav Umoshav? So regarding the Mishkav Umoshav Tumah, Visfiras Shiva, and the fact that you have to count 7 clean days, Zev and Zeshavin, they're both the same. Both the same. Menahani Mili, how do you know? So we're going out of Pesukim. The Tana Rabbanan, Rabbi Simai says, Mana hakasav shtayim v'karu tamei. There's a pasuk. Rashi quotes the pasuk. The pasuk is, the ish ki ezav mibsaro zovo tamehu. So you have the word zov twice in that pasuk, and the Torah says you're tamei. Nen shalosh v'karu tamei. There's another pasuk where the word zov is mentioned three times, and it says the word tamei. Rashi says diksiv v'zos tia tumaso zovo ror b'saro ezovo es ha chatim b'saro mizovo, and the pasuk says you're tamei. So it's three mentions of the word zov and tamei. Haketzad has, so what's, why you need three, why you need two different psukim? Haketzad. Shtayim l'tumah, two for tumah, v'shalosh l'karbon, and the three is even have to bring a karbon. So the Gemara says, the Amor, maybe, shtayim l'tumah, v'lo l'karbon. Maybe, so, maybe the pasuk is as follows. When you have two re'eos, you're tumah, and you don't bring a karbon. Shalosh l'karbon, but for three, you have to bring a karbon, v'lo l'tumah. But you're not tamei. Doesn't mean you're not tamei. It means you. Rashi says you revert back to like as if you saw one riyah, like you're a balkari. So one second. So the Gemara answers Amarta ad shelo shalosh rosh shtayim. Wait a minute. If you saw three, then of course you saw two. So how could you revert back and be more makel? You understand? If you saw two, the half minute was. If you saw twice, you're tamei, no carbon. If you saw three times, then you have to make a carbon, but you're not tummy. So the Gemara says that's impossible. If you saw three, you also saw two. So you're tummy because you saw two. Pre-Yeshua asked, what kind of havamin is this? What kind of havamin is this? Right? Why on earth should that be true? That's a very difficult havamin. We're going to have it again in a few lines. Fine. The Amor may be shtayim l'karbon v'lo l'tuma. Maybe if you have two eos, you have to bring a karbon, but you're not tamei. That's two. And shalosh, but if you see three times, af l'tuma, you're even tamei. Maybe that's the difference between two and three. So the Gemara says, no, lo salta, don't think that. The Tanya, because we have another pasuk that says, the chiper alav ha-kohen lifnei Hashem mizovo. It says you will get kapor from Hashem mizovo, from your zavis. Mixa zavin nevi'in carbon, or mixa zavin ain nevi'in carbon. So some zavs bring a carbon, some zavs don't bring a carbon. Okay, so what's going on? Rosh shalosh maybe. If you saw three times, yes, you have to bring a carbon. Rosh shtayim ain a maybe, but if you saw twice, you don't have to bring a carbon. Oh, ain, so therefore, again, two no carbon, three carbon. Oh, ain't no ella raw bays maybe rosh shalosh ain't maybe. So maybe you have to bring a carbon if you saw twice, but not if you saw three times. So that's impossible. Amra achilo rosh shalosh rosh shtayim. If you saw three, of course you saw two. So how can it be possible that you bring a carbon if you saw twice and not three times? Impossible. V'itzdrach Rabbi Simoi, v'itzdrach mizovo. We need both limudim. We need Rabbi Simoi, who learned out of the pasuk of two and three, and mizovo. Deem Rabbi Simoi, if we only had Rabbi Simoi, havamina, I would have thought, ki kushin. We had a very good kasha. The kasha was, maybe two is for a carbon, and maybe two is for a carbon, and maybe three is for aful tumor. That was a good kasha. Kamash Milan, mizovo. That's how we have mizovo. V'i, mizovo. And if we only would have had the pasuk of mizovo, lo yadana kamarios, I wouldn't know how many. Rashi is maybe four, maybe five. Kamash Milan, Rav Simoi. That's how we had Rav Simoi, who learned it out of two and three. Okay. V'hashta damarta mizovo l'drasha. So now that we learned mizovo from a drasha, the drasha was that only three times is it a carbon, but not two. Now we have another pasuk with the word mizovo. The chiyitar hazav mizovo, my drasha bay. So what do we do with that pasuk? There's another pasuk about the word zovo. So the Gemara says, we need it for the following brisa. It says, the chiyitar hazav, What does that mean? Lekisha yafsuk mizovo. The minute you stop, you start counting your 7 days. Rashi explains, you don't go to the mikveh yet. You don't go to the mikveh yet. You start counting seven days. Mizovo. Another limud, velo, mizovo, vinigo. Let's say somebody's a zav and he's a mitzora. He's both, he's a zav and a mitzora. So Rashi says, you can start counting your 7 clean days, even though you can't go to the mikveh anyway, because he's still a mitzora. Anyway, you can't go to the mikveh. You can start counting your 7 clean days anyway. What do you gain? The minute you're cleared up from your mitzora, you can go to the mikveh right away, and then you're fine.
How can you even need a shavish like that?
Because you have to wait 7 days.
But over here also they said 7 days.
It might be learned out of psukim. It could be learned out of psukim. We're going to get to that case in a minute. On Amud Beis, we're going to get to that case. If you went to the mikveh and then you became Tomei afterwards, before nightfall, we're going to get to that case in Amud Beis. But right now, so some of Farshim asked on Rashi, so why can't you go to the mikveh anyway? At least you're no longer a Zav. So that could be, it's a big discussion, because all the, what do you gain by doing that? It could be that all the Tumah of a Zav are the same Tumah as a Metzorah. That's a Machlokas. Rashi seems to be so for himself, whether we have to go hand in hand. Okay. But the point is, just because you're also a Metzorah, it doesn't stop you from getting out of your Zav. You still can't go to the mikvah because you're a Metzorah anyway, but at least you can, at least the 7 days you can count. Now, Mizovo v'sifer, limeid al Zav ba'al shtei re'iyos, so if a Zav has two re'iyos, shetah and sfiras shiva, you have to count 7 days. So the Gemara says, what do I need a pasuk for? Follow dinhu, it's a kal v'chomer. If mitmah mishkav u'mochshav, if I'm able to make tumah mishkav u'mochshav, I can make the mattress tamei. Lo yehetan sviras shiva. Don't I need to wait 7 days? Don't they go hand in hand? So the Gemara says, no. Shomeris yom keneged yom tuchiyah. A zava, which is called a shomeris yom keneged yom, a zava is a woman in the time. Anyway, a zava. But Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom, whatever that is, we'll explain in a minute, whatever that is, she doesn't count 7 days, and yet she's Matayim Mishkav Moshav, and she Matayim Mishkav Moshav, the Einot Una Sefirat Shiva, a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom does not count 7 days, and yet she is Matayim Mishkav Moshav. Af Ata Al Tasmasa, don't be so amazed that Alzeh, about a Zav, Af Al Pi Shematayim Mishkav Moshav, Lo Yeton Sefirat Shiva, just because he makes Mishkav Moshav Tumah, he has to count 7 days. Why not? Why does he? A Shemar Yom Kedegan Yom doesn't. Talmud Lomar, Mizovo V'Sifer. Therefore, we need a Pasuk. Mixas Zovo V'Sifer, even a Mixas Zav has to count. Limit Al Zav Bal Shtei Re'iyos, Shadur and Sfiras Shiva. He has to count 7 days. What's a Shemar Yom Kedegan Yom? So a Zava has different rules than a man. A Zava is the way it was set up in Tanz Chazal, that there were Yud Aleph Yom Benida Lanida. A woman had 11 days in between her cycles of when she was expected to become a Nida. If in those 11 days she saw one Re'iyah, she became what's called a Shomeres Yom Keneged Yom. She had to wait one clean day to correspond to the one day that she saw. That was also true if she saw 2 days. Even if she saw 2 days, she had to count one clean day. If she saw 3 days, then she became a Zava Gadola, then she had to count Shiva Nikiyam. So she's a Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom. She's only waiting 1 day. And yet, during that day, she's Matayim Mishkav Moshav. So she'll have to count 7 clean days. So you see there's such a model. So the more answers, that's why we have a Pasuk. Right? How do we know that a Zav of two Re'iyos has to wait 7 days? Shemeres Yom Keneged Yom doesn't have to wait 7 days. You're right, it's not out of a Pasuk. Fine. Amalei of Papa Abaya. So Papa said to Abaya, "Maishna hai mizovo demarabi bay." How come over here, from the word zovo, we're being maraba what? That a Baal Shtei Re'iyos has to count 7 days. Which is very machmir. Umaishna demarabi Baal Zov Shtei Re'iyos. Right, he has to count 7 days. Umaishna hai, how come I'm an aleph, mizovo, from the same word mizovo, in a different pasuk, demamayit bay zov Baal Shtei Re'iyos. We're mamayit that a zov of 2 Re'iyos doesn't have to bring a carbon. So on the one hand, the word mizovo is being machmir, that he has to count 7 days. And on the other hand, it's being mamayit, that he doesn't have to bring carbon. Hakam, same word. So amalei, so Abaye answered that to him. Isol kedaitach haylem u'tehu da'asa. If you want the word mizovo to be mamayit here as well, the 7 days issue, lishto kra mine. The pasuk should have been silent. V'chi tema asya midina shomeres yom keneged yom tochiach. And if you want to say that the pasuk couldn't have been silent because it wanted to tell me that the din is not like a shomeres yom keneged yom, v'chi tema haimi boyele mizovo vilo minigo, and I could have learned that out from the word mizovo as opposed to taras im kein lichtov kra v'chi yiter hazav vilishtok. The Torah should have said just the word mizov, and that would have let me know that a zav does not have to wait for Tzaraath. Mizovo lomali, so I didn't say the word mizovo, limit al zav bal shtei re'iyos, shetah and sfira shiva. If the zav is of 2 re'iyos, it needs 7. Even though it's true that the word mizovo is being, here it's being machmir, and by carbon it's being makel, you're right, But we have an extra limit over here that that's the case. Okay, very difficult. It's going to only get harder now. Next. Ein bein mitzora muzgar li mitzora muchlat. There's no difference between a mitzora who's a muzgar and a mitzora who's a muchlat. What's a mitzora who's a muzgar? What's a mitzora who's a muchlat? A muzgar is, he's locked up, but we don't know if he's a mitzora or not. He's got the symptoms, he's got the simanim, Cohen's not sure, he locks him up. A muchlat means we know for sure. So, these two people, the Chavetz Chaim says, in Shemiras HaLashon, that a muzgar is probably somebody who is being locked up for aveiros, not Lashon Hara. Right, the Gemara says, for seven things, you go to, you become a Mitzora, and they're all better than the Chavero, but Lav Daf Lashon Hara, but a Mukhla, that's Lashon Hara. Okay. So, there's no difference between the two. Ella what? Ella Priya, if you're a Mukhlat, you have to let your hair grow long. And Ufrima, and you have to rip your clothes. So that, only a Mukhlat has to do. And, Ein Bein Tar Mitoch Hezgel, Tar Mitoch Hechlat, El Tiglachas Vitziporim. And how do you become tahar? So the difference is, if you're a muzgar, you wouldn't have a tummy. We weren't sure. But if you're a muchlat, if you're vadai, then you have to shave your head and bring the birds and go through the whole tahara process. That's also a difference. Now, hala in shiluach, but about sending you out from the three machnos, right, that the mitzvah was sent out from everywhere, he can't go anywhere, he's by himself, right, bedadad yeshiv, uvatuma, and about being metame things when you walk into the room, a mitzvah is metame everything in the room, regarding those two issues, zevazeh shavin, they're both the same. They're both the same. It's a big discussion. A muskur is sent out, is a muskur asr metachmish amita, all these discussions about I'm going to keep it nice and simple, it's going to be hard enough just being nice and simple. Menahani mili, how do you know that this is true? The Tani Rav Shmuel bar Yitzchak kemed Rav Huna. It says in the pasuk, "V'tiheru ha-kohen," the kohen will declare him tahar. Mispachasi, it's just a mispachas. Mispachas means it's not saras. Something else. You got a skin disease, but it's not saras. V'chibes begodav, and he washes his clothes. He goes to the mikvah. V'tahar. In past tense, it says, and he was tahar, right? Tahar mipriya ufrima kedemei kara. He is tahar that you never had to do this to him. You didn't have to let his hair grow long, and you didn't have to rip his clothes. Why? Because retroactively, there was nothing wrong with this guy. We thought maybe he has tzaras. Not true. So retroactively, he was okay. That's why the pasuk uses a past lashon, past tense, for tahar. He was always tahar. Not, he will become tahar. He was always tahar. Why? Because we didn't know what to do with this guy. Turns out he's tahar. Amale Rava, so if that's true, so therefore you know that if you're only a muzgar, you don't have to do that to your hair and to your clothes because you were always tahar. So Amale Rava, El Meat, if that's true, Gabe Zav also diksiv, it says, V'chibes begod the v'tahar, in past tense. Hasam, Mai, what are you going to say? V'tahar me'ikara ikka. Kind of retroactive tahar is there? You were a Zav. You were a Zav. So, Rava says, it can't be that the word v'tahar by tzaras is an allusion to past tense. You're always tahar, because you have the same word by zav you can't say that. Why can't you say that? Because what do you mean retroactively tahar? You gotta go to the mikvah. So what does it mean past tense? So Rava's gonna come up with something unbelievable. So the Sadeh the Gilyan Ashat says, there's no Rambam like this, there's no Halacha like this, we don't Paschal like this. It's a Chiddush of Rava that stays in the base of Medrash, but listen to this Chiddush. Ella, Tahar hashta milatame klicheres behesit afagaf dehadar chazi lo mitma lemafreya. What does that mean? That means as follows. There's a special halacha. We know, we all learned this halacha, that by a klicheres can only become tame if you touch the inside of it. A klicheres on the outside is tahar. There's one exception to that rule. The exception is if a zav moves the kli. Tumas hesit. If a Zav moves the Kli, it becomes Tameh, even if he didn't touch the inside. A unique rule by Hesed. A unique rule by a Zav. Let's say, Yoni, the Zav goes to the mikvah on day 7, and he moves that Kli. He goes in the morning. And then, 4 o'clock in the afternoon, he becomes Tameh. So the halacha is, everything he touched since he came home from the mikvah till today is all Tameh. Why? Because the whole mikvah is bottle. It's like if he never went. Why? Because he had a re'i on now on day 7. So everything becomes retroactively still Tameh. But you know what? Not this rule of this crazy, unusual Heset by Kli Cheres, that remains Tahar. That's why it says it in past tense. For this one unique, unique case. Again, Ella Tahar Hashta, it's Tahar now, Militame Kli Cheres Behesit, from when something was could be Tame from a Kli Cheres via Heset Tumah, Afagav Dahadar Havile, Afagav Dahadar, Dahadar Chazi, even though you went back to being Tamei, lo mitmila mafreya. It doesn't make you Tamei le mafreya. In other words, the klicha, everything else in your house is still Tamei. Retroactively becomes Tamei because your going to the mikvah was nullified. But the klicheres, that stays tahar. Unusual din. Hachanami, so too by the mitzorah. Tahar, what does the word tahar mean in past tense? Hashta mulatame bibia le mafreya. We have a halacha that anything that anytime the mitzvah walks into a room, he makes everything in the room tamei. So let's say the mitzvah goes to the mikvah and the kohen declares him pure, and oh look, lo and behold, the tzaras sprouts again. What's the halacha? Everything becomes tamei lemafreya, but not stuff when he walked into the room. That's clean. That's what the Torah is retroactive. So how do we know? So we're still back to the question. So how do we know that a muzgar doesn't get Priya and Priya and Prima? We don't have a source for that. So Elamarava Mehacha, it says that Tzerua Asher Bo Hanega, that the Tzerua Bo in his body. Misha Tzeraso Tuluya Begufo, only something that the tumma's on his guf. Yatzezeh, but a hezger's not on his guf. Shein Tzeraso Tuluya Begufo, the Tzeraso has nothing to do with his body. El Biyamim, only with days. In other words, he's got to wait it out and see what the story is. If that's true, call regarding other issues of about this is about sending out Shalosh Machnos. Only if the tumah is in your body. It says bo there also. But if it's not in your body, you wouldn't need. If you say that's true, you're right. Ella prima uframa. But regarding sending out and walking through making things tamei, zevedeh shavin, they're both the same. Amalei, so he said back, yimei, kol yimei, you're right, you would be right, but there's an extra word, kol, which is marbe, l'rabas mitzor muzgar, l'shiluach. Fine. Ihach, if so, tigalachas v'tziporim, my time below. So how come the mitzor muzgar doesn't need to shave his head and bring the birds? Diktani ein bein tor mitoch, hezgo l'tor mitoch, the only difference is that you don't need it, so why don't you need it? By a muzgar, why don't you need that? The only time you need is when your tzaras is toloi in refuah. However, this guy, his saving has nothing to do with refuah. We didn't know what to do with him, so we put him away. His saving has nothing to do with refuos. Ella biyamim, we just have to wait it out. Okay, very difficult. Tomorrow we get back to more like yesterday's type of Gemara. And today's shiur was learned, was sponsored by Marcel and Tammy Shaman. Zechinesh mas chayablima bas Mordechai. Yeah, that's what I said.